Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
That was the beloved WGN TV holiday classic Susie Snowflake, which is celebrating its 65th anniversary this year on Chicago television. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran this morning. So we hold this tradition near and dear to our hearts. You recognize these songs, Dave, and at Dave Schwann, right?
Sure.
Classics.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was featured starting in 1953 on WBBM. That's when Garfield Goose was on WBBM before Channel 9. And like Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie was brought to life by the stop-motion animators. That's kind of a precursor to all that Rankin and Bass, the Rudolphs and stuff that were done in the 60s and 70s. It was pretty rude. I mean, if you see you'll see the strings hanging in the set and so forth. The woman who sang Susie Snowflake, do you know who that is? Anyone?
No.
Dave? Schwani?
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Norma Zimmer.
That's right.
Who was Lawrence Welk's champagne lady, I guess, for decades. And she was part of the Norman Luboff Choir, and she used to do background singing for Frank Sinatra and for Harry Belafonte.
Norman Luboff was the group that did The Little Drummer Boy, that's classic version.
The original one. Yeah, that's right. Probably the most popular. So this was on Garfield Goose. This is Fraser Thomas who brought these shorts in to the show. And it was Frosty the Snowman that he also brought
that
in.
That was my personal favorite. I just liked
Frosty?
It. It had such energy to it.
Yeah, that was a different type of animation that was done. Yeah. It was frame by frame, so it was not so smooth as you would see in normal days.
It jumped around a bit.
But the most popular one was Hard Rock Coco and Joe. It premiered in 1956 on WGN television. And by the way, it aired on Garfield Goose, then it aired on Bozo Circus. I remember being on WGN Morning News back in the early 2000s, and callers would call in and ask for it to be played because they remember it being played in that time slot.
I would imagine Ray Rayner.
He did not.
He didn't at all?
No. It was Garfield Goose,
Just Garfield Goose.
Yeah, and Bozo and all that other good stuff. But the most popular one is Hard Rock Coco and Joe. It was at 2 feet high, Hard Rock drove Santa's sleigh while Coco navigated and Joe tagged along the way. It was called the Song Cartoonette. It was established and created by Hua-Ming Chang, who was a sculptor for Walt Disney's special effects department, and he actually created the model for Pinocchio when Pinocchio premiered back in the 1930s. He was in and George Pal, who was a producer and Academy Award nominee. Let's take a listen to a little bit of Hard Rock Coco and Joe.
Oh, lady, I know that's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Now listen, my children, and you shall hear a story fantastic, a story so queer. It's all about Santa and his helpers three. There's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Now Hard Rock's the driver up there by his sleigh. Coco reads maps and he shows him the way. Though old Santa really has no need for Joe, but takes him 'cause he loves him so. Oh, oh lady, aye, Donner and Blitzen away, away. Oh,
the
old lady,
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
So these holiday classics have also been digitally remastered. We did them years ago, and the DVDs are available for purchase from the Museum of Broadcast Communications. It's Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, Susie, Snowflake, Frosty the Snowman, and also Peter Cottontail, and you can get those at museum.tv. All right, it's the 35th anniversary of Holiday Movie, A Christmas Story, and the star of the movie, Peter Billingsley, joins us now next after a look at your morning traffic. Jen?